And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Back to Normal, I Hope. We had so much excitement for 3 solid weeks when the Widow Dilly had been kidnapped. Sparky and his gang were engaged in detective work, which finally resulted in the capture of the culprits, by the way, that we welcomed some peace and quiet. Of course, I knew from experience that it probably wouldn't be long before something else would happen. And yet it was a quiet day around our little house in Cincinnati. As we join today's episode, Sparky is talking on the telephone with one of the members of his club. Come join us.
Yeah, so what'd you say, Rabbit Ears? Oh, is that right? Well, if you ask me, now that we have real, genuine, official Cincinnati Police Force badges, the management of the Westwood Theater will have to let us in free of charge. That's right, Rabbit Ears. All members of the Cincinnati Police Force get into movies free of charge, merely by flashing their badges. And on top of that, we can get to see all the Cincinnati Reds baseball games free. Just a second, Ari, just a second. Big John?
Oh, Big John! Hey, the front doorbell's ringing. Doorbell!
Yeah, all right, Sparky, I hear it. I'll answer.
Hello, Rabbit Ears. That doorbell was ringing. I called Big John and I told him. What were we talking about? Oh, yes, our real, genuine, official Cincinnati Police Force badges. You know, if we ever see anybody breaking the law, we can just walk up to them and flash our badges and arrest them. Sure. Hey, I wonder if the chief of police would give us some parking tag pads. I mean, so whenever we see somebody parking their car by a fire plug or something, we could give them a ticket. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, maybe we could get some policeman whistles, too, and then we could stand on the street corner and direct traffic.
Hello there. Come on in. Glad to see you.
Yeah, we could walk into Tony Chastellini's fruit store and flash your badges and eat all the apples we want.
Come on in here, Yuki, and let's sit down the living room.
Oh, I tell you, Ari, those badges are really going to come in handy.
Hey, where's Sparky lad? Out playing with his buddies, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's right. That's right, Ari. Oh, we'll have all kinds of fun with our policeman's badges, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. There he is.
And when we get our rewards for capturing those kidnappers, boy, we'll be rich.
Hey, Sparky, Yuki Butch is here to visit us. How about hanging up there?
What's that, Big John? Oh, hi, Yuki. What'd you say, Big John?
I said, how about hanging up?
Yeah, okay, Big John. I'll see you later. Rabbit Ears. Yeah, I have to go. Okay, bye. Okay, I finished my telephone call with Rabbit Ears McKeister. Hi, Yuki, how you doing today?
Oh, fine. Talking to Rabbit Ears McKeister, are you, Sparky lad?
Yeah, good old Rabbit Ears called up to talk about the real, genuine, official policeman's badges that we got from Mayor Plumfront for capturing those kidnappers.
Uh-huh.
Boy, aren't they something?
Yeah, is that what you got pinned on your shirt there, lad?
Yeah, that's it, all right, Yuki. Sparky hasn't had it off anything he's been wearing since he got the badge last Saturday afternoon.
He even wears it to bed, does he?
Yes, he even pins it on his pajamas.
Well, sure. Boy, it isn't everybody who owns a real, genuine, official policeman's badge. Boy, no.
I knew a fella once that had 763 policemen's, detectives, and firemen's badges. Lived up in Soft Shoulder, Ohio, feller by the name of Sylvester C. Heisey Micey. Old Cy C. Heisey Micey, as we called him. He made a career of traveling around the United States, getting jobs on various and sundry police and fire departments. And that's how come he had 763 policemen's, detectives, and firemen's badges there.
He had 763 badges?
Yep.
Wowee.
What'd you say that fellow's name was there, Yuki?
Sylvester C. Heisey-Micey. H-I-S-E-E-M-Y-C-I. Sylvester C. Heisey-Micey. We called him Sicey Heisey-Micey for short. Very unusual feller.
Very unusual name.
Oh, not so unusual. Unusual feller, though, because he never liked to stay put in one place for more than 6 months.
And he worked on 763 different police and fire departments?
In various parts of the United States. That is right, lad.
Boy, I'd sure like to have that many badges.
The badge of which old Sicey Heisey Micey was most proud was the one that he had to wear when he was the city sewer inspector of a little but charming community called Dank Drainage, Kentucky.
Where's that?
Dank Drainage, Kentucky. It's down near where Eddie Hash used to come from. Don't tell me you never heard of that very delightful little community, population 432, elevation minus 678.
Elevation minus 678?
Yeah, it's not much more to hole in the ground. But a very charming one.
Hey, what's that you got under your arm, Yuki?
Oh, this is my Parcheesi game. Thought I'd bring it over today. Thought maybe somebody would like to challenge me to a little Fast and Furious game of Parcheesi. Over on the other side of the board, we got a layout for the game of Tiddlywinks, which I am also willing to play if anybody cares to snap out a few tiddlies there.
Tiddlywinks, huh? What's that?
Lad, don't tell me that you never played Tiddlywinks.
No, I don't even know what it is. Never heard of it.
Hey, John, this feller has never played Tiddlywinks. He has been neglected. He has been living a too sheltered life.
Well, now, Yuki, I don't think that the kids today play Tiddlywinks like they used to, or like we used to whenever we were kids.
Well, by goodness gracious sakes alive, what's this here world of ours a-coming to? No Tiddlywinks? Oh.
Never heard of it before.
Oh, lad, you amaze me. Lad, I will have you to know that back in the year of 1937, I played on the world champion Olympic Tiddlywinks team. Played left tiddly under the guidance of old Coach Stuyvesant M. Creechlert, the greatest Tiddlywinks player of all time. Fine.
Is Tiddlywinks a game?
Old Coach Creechlert would snap the fastest and the highest flying, not to mention most accurate tiddly that you ever did see.
Well, Yuki, is it a game or isn't it? I mean, how do you play it?
Never will forget the little bout of Tiddlywinks that our team played against the Lower College of Gastric Research team. Game lasted for 6 3/4 hours straight through without even stopping for lunch, and we finally won out 3-2. And old Coach Creechlert, the only playing coach in the league, made all 3 tiddlies that day.
Well, then Tiddlywinks is a game, huh, Yuki?
Fine. Glad you amaze me. You mean to tell me that you have never heard of Tiddlywinks? Where have you been all your life, lad?
Well, Yuki, it's like I said before, Tiddlywinks just isn't as popular as it was some years ago.
Well, now, you amaze me, lad. Ever heard of Tiddlywinks? Pete John, what do you think of that? The lad has never played Tiddlywinks.
That's what you've been telling me.
Yeah, I can't get over it. Can't get over it. Pete John, you've heard of Tiddlywinks, haven't you? Oh, I know you had. Lad, when I played on the World's Championship Tiddlywinks Olympic team under the guidance of old Coach Stuyvesant M. Creechlert, we played a game that lasted 2.5 days. That was against the Olympic team from Lower Bosnia. Game ended up 1-0 in favor of us.
Well, if it's a game, you can show me how to play it, and let's have a little game here.
Oh, fine. Oh, you'd like to... All right, I'd be glad to learn you how to play here. What I do is I place this little cup here, you see. Take this little cup. We take these tiddlies. These here little colored things are the tiddlies, see? And this is a cup. Now, we put this down here. The object of the game is to press the big tiddly against the edge of the small tiddly, see? Put them out here like this. You make the small tiddly jump up into the air, and it's supposed to land into the glass cup there.
Oh. Well, that looks easy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play. You can go first, Yuki.
All right, fine. Now watch the performance of the champion, lad. I shall snap my first tiddly here. looks like I missed a cup there. Well, it takes a little time for you to get warmed up. I get my tiddly arm just loosened up here. Really, I should be wearing a heavy jacket or something. Okay, it's your turn there, lad.
Okay, now, let's see. I press down like this. Hey, look, it flew right into the cup. Hey, boy.
What do you know about that? Take another turn there, Sparky lad.
Okay, here I go. Now, let's see. I press on the edge and...
Oh.
I went into the cup, too.
Yeah.
I guess I got another turn, huh, Yuki? Okay, here it goes. Let's see. I press on the edge.
Oh, my.
Hey, another tiddly went into the cup. Hey, this is fun.
That's...
Well, I guess I got another turn, huh?
Left.
Okay, here goes. Hey, watch this, Yuki. I'll do it left-handed.
Oh.
In the cup. Oh, boy, I got another turn. Watch out, Yuki. I'll do this one with my eyes closed.
Oh, big John, I suspect that the lad was timid when he said that he had never heard of Tiddlywinks before.
Oh, Well, I got all the tiddlies in the cup. What do we do now, Yuki?
We don't do nothing, lad. The game is over. I shall take my regulation official Tiddlywinks game and go home and look at my medals and blue ribbons and things like that there.
Well, Yuki, are you mad at me?
It's just that I'm going home, lad. And good day to you, sir. You too, Big John. Oh, come on, Yuki. Don't be angry. Sparky really didn't. He never did hear of Tiddlywinks before. Good day, Big John. I can see that I have got to practice on this. My Olympic champ, Pete Otter, has been disgraced, and I don't need baby. I'll see you gentlemen later one of these days.
Boy. Boy. Yuki's mad at me. And all on account of those tiddlies. But that tiddlywink sure is some game. Yes, sirree. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Tiddlywinks. You ever hear that game before, kids? It's sort of fun, but it certainly isn't hard to play. At least I don't think so. Yuki says he played on the world's championship, Olympic team. I didn't know they played tiddlywinks in the Olympics. I bet they don't anymore. I never even heard of it before. And now Yuki's mad at me just because I played him at his own game and beat him. Wonder how long he'll stay mad at us. I hope not for long. Well, I'll see you later, kids. So long.